2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 22nd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 49 degrees.
Crews working on a crash on I-15 in Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this morning with breaking news in Davis County, where the Highway Patrol has responded to an auto pedestrian accident along I-15.
Lanes are blocked right now through West Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest. Mary?
Amanda, this was first reported as a crash, but now there are reports that a person was hit by a car on the freeway. It's in the construction zone in southern Davis County, southbound on I-15, near 400 North in West Bountiful. The left lane is closed. At first, UDOT's alert said it would all be cleared by now, but that clearance time has been moved to 5:30 and could take even longer. Now, when someone has been hit by a car, investigators and a reconstruction team are often on the scene for a long time, as long as they need, to thoroughly document what happened. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're also following a developing story in Murray, where police are investigating a disturbing assault on a woman last night at a motel. Police say a woman was severely burned by a man at the Studio 6 near 66 South and 9th East. She had been sent to the U of U Burn Center in critical condition with burns on 80% of her body. Police say her boyfriend is still at large but is not considered a threat to the public.
A 30-year-old teacher at Roy High School is under arrest on suspicion of trying to entice and sexually exploit a minor.
30-year-old Brady Glenn Allen was ordered held without bail after court documents show Allen is part of an undercover operation with the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force from back in August. A detective portraying a 13-year-old child was contacted by Allen online, who asked for nude photos and wanted to arrange a meeting for sex. Layton police say Allen was arrested at that arranged meeting on Wednesday, later admitted he was the man talking to the detective who was posing as a child. According to the Roy High School website, Allen taught digital media. The school district says they are aware of the arrest and don't believe the school or any students were involved. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote this morning on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court.
They're moving up the scheduled vote to this morning because Democrats are planning to protest.
Senate Judiciary Republicans say they'll now vote on whether to advance Amy Coney Barrett's nomination shortly after 9 a.m. when the committee convenes on Thursday. The change comes in response to Senate Judiciary Democrats who said they plan on boycotting the vote, and in their chairs will be poster-sized pictures of Americans that they say will be crushed by Barrett potentially casting the deciding vote on the Affordable Care Act. The vote was originally scheduled for 1 p.m. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden set to square off in their final debate tonight. Some Trump advisors are urging him to trade his aggressive demeanor for a lower-key style, hoping Biden will get himself in trouble with verbal gaffes. There were supposed to be three debates, but the second, of course, was canceled after President Trump got COVID-19 and then objected to the resulting revised format. Our coverage of the debate begins at 7 o'clock tonight on KSL News Radio and KSL News Radio's app.
Business owners near Disneyland are upset that the theme park won't be allowed to reopen until coronavirus numbers come down some more. This man owns a Subway franchise in Anaheim.
I couldn't believe how we were anticipating the governor to allow Disneyland to open. And instead, he slapped us up the whole entire neighborhood down and saying no. And he's given these goals that are just unrealistic.
An association representing California theme parks says they want to negotiate with state government, but won't rule out legal action at this point.
The first spaceflight crew to launch during a pandemic has safely returned home.
After 196 days in space, 3,136 orbits, and 83 million miles, Chris Cassidy, Anatoly Ivanishin, and Ivan Bogner are home.
A Soyuz capsule carrying the NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts landed in Kazakhstan this morning.
KSL Weather Now with Kristen Van Dyke. Lots of sunshine today, but you'll want to dress warmly if you're leaving the house early since temperatures dropped into the 40s overnight.
Going to get ready for some big changes. Today we'll see a 20-degree temperature drop with a high of only 53 degrees. We'll keep it dry, though, through Friday, a high of 57. Sunday night could bring a widespread freeze across the state and temperatures down into the mid-20s for the Wasatch Front by early Monday morning.
Kristen says Saturday looks like our warmest day out of the next seven, with temperatures climbing back towards 60 degrees.
Coming up on KSL, the pandemic has led to an increase in overdose deaths in Utah.
And KSL traffic.
A couple of crashes in Davis County, southbound I-15, HOV lane blocked as you head past the exits in Bountiful. And a crash on Highway 89 in Layton. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced new rules.
Yes, mute the mics. Give them a chance to talk.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Hey, podcast listeners, Ethan Millard and Alex Curie here from the Nightside Project podcast here at KSL Podcast.
Get into Zen Headlines with us on the Nightside Project. Use hashtag Zen Headlines on social media to share stories that make you think, make you smile, spread love, spread joy, all those things. We'll share them on the Nightside Project podcast.
One of the most popular podcasts ever.
Nightside is a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
If you're thinking about claiming your Social Security benefits, stop. Your decision could trigger an avalanche of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours. Ultimately, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more. Learn how you could get the most out of your Social Security benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
As you start your morning, just a heads up, you may find some slowdowns or difficulty getting through parts of Davis County on I-15. Lanes have been blocked right now through West Bountiful because of an auto pedestrian accident. Sounds like it happened in a work zone. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the morning.
A new report from the Associated Press says the U.S. could see the most overdose deaths ever this year because of the pandemic.
But KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports the picture in Utah could be even darker.
Utah's on track to have about the same number of overdose deaths this year as 2019. But addiction experts are worried about fentanyl, an opioid so powerful a tiny dose can kill you.
We're looking at roughly went from like 11% of the deaths in 2019 to now we're at 23% of the deaths overall for all overdoses.
Susanna Burt with Utah's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health also says it's not the only thing people are taking.
These fentanyl deaths are usually in combination with another substance, usually with a stimulant, whether it's illicit, meaning something like methamphetamine or cocaine, or with another prescription drug medication.
Utah's had some success stopping people making meth, but now it's starting to come in from other states. Burt says the pandemic also makes it challenging for those with addictions to reach out.
Because we've had a lot of barriers, whether that's the 6 feet, whether it's the safety, whether it's having issues with connectivity. People are more concerned about going to a facility these days because they feel that they may be at risk with COVID or a high-risk individual.
But she says there's lots of options to get help, so don't be ashamed to say something if you need it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
But the first thing she said was, we're on pace to have the same number of suicides as we had last year. So that's not, that doesn't show an increase this year.
Still not good. That's
still not
sure.
good for sure, but yeah. That's something to point out.
Yeah. 509. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy, what do we know about that auto pedestrian situation in Bountiful?
Well, the situation right now is the HOV lane is still blocked on southbound 15 right after the 400 north exit, but before the 500 south exit. And it looks like most people are steering clear of the left lane of the freeway as well. The good news, at least as far as traffic flow goes, is that it's light enough that there hasn't been a huge backup and people are able to move over without really much problem. We do have a second crash up in Davis County as well. This is not on I-15. It's on Highway 89 as you head south down near Antelope Drive in Layton. Again, that's... I don't see any backup from that one, although I do see the police on the scene for southbound Highway 89. Those are our two crashes as we start things off. UDOT construction alert, plan for a long-term closure of 7200 South in Midvale. Westbound 7200 South is closed from I-15 to 700 West through mid-November as part of a road widening project. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And are we cooling off at all today, Kristen?
For today, you will notice it feeling quite a bit cooler. We'll have partly cloudy skies and a high of only 53 degrees. It's a 20-degree temperature drop. And then tonight, mostly clear with a low of 34. By Friday, mostly sunny skies and still a bit cool with a high of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's already a little cooler than it was yesterday, 47 degrees.
Boy, when I saw this story come across my phone yesterday, I thought, what in the world? Russia and Iran trying to confuse the American public by sending out these emails to Democrat voters and threatening them and pretending to be from a white supremacist group in the United States.
Yeah.
We'll try and explain what's going on here with ABC's reporter Pierre Thomas in just a moment on KSL News Radio.
That's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And again, thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Here's another satisfied customer of 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, Anita Bennett.
When I first heard about 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, I thought, there's no way they could do a good job in 3 days. And they must carry only the plain Jane basics in cabinets, countertops, and flooring. Then they came to our house and we found out they offered top quality materials with tons of choices and lots of custom options. They worked with us to design a bathroom that was perfect for our family. They looked at our needs and thought of details I hadn't even considered. The installation was clean, thorough, and professional, and they were done in just 3 days. When we got back from the hotel, I couldn't believe the difference. The bathroom is beautiful.
See us on the web at 3daykitchen.com.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Hey, it's Casey Scott, and I'm one of the hosts of Project Recovery, a podcast doing amazing things in the world of recovery. I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Matt Woolley, a clinical psychologist. What do you love about doing the podcast?
I really like their inspiring stories. You know, from rock bottom to living an addiction-free life, they don't hold back as we explore the different ways people have found to overcome their addictions.
Real stories from real people on a journey to recovery. That's Project Recovery. You can find it at kslpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast.
After 50 years in business, Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 514. Let's take a look at the three things you need to know this hour. First,
as the number of overdose deaths rises in the U.S., Utah's is about the same, even with the pandemic. But addiction experts are still concerned because of what drugs people are using now. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the Highway Patrol is investigating an auto pedestrian crash that happened overnight along I-15 through West Bountiful.
Third, let's get a look at how those roads are doing out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
A couple crashes in Davis County southbound on I-15, blocking the HOV and part of the left lane in Bountiful near the 400 North 500 South exits, and one on southbound Highway 89 in Antelope Drive in Layton. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big weather changes today. Partly cloudy with temperatures 20 degrees cooler. Your forecast coming up.
47 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In several hours, GOP leaders expected to take a vote to advance the Senate Judiciary Committee's vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Senate Judiciary Republicans say they'll now vote on whether to advance Amy Coney Barrett's nomination shortly after 9 a.m. when the committee convenes on Thursday. The change comes in response to Senate Judiciary Democrats, who said they plan on boycotting the vote, and in their chairs will be poster-sized pictures of Americans that they say will be crushed by Barrett potentially casting the deciding vote on the Affordable Care Act. The vote was originally scheduled for 1 p.m. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The CDC issuing a new warning about the risks of exposure to the virus. The agency issued new guidance on its definition of close contact, warning that people who spend 15 minutes total within 6 feet of an infected person over the course of 24 hours should consider quarantining. Disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado.
Exposure to individuals in close contact within 6 feet is cumulative rather than just one event.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. government is accusing Russia and Iran of stealing Americans' voter information so they can send them fake information to cause confusion.
ABC's justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has the latest.
In a hastily arranged press conference, the directors of National Intelligence and the FBI announcing that Russia and Iran have stolen information about American voters in an attempt to meddle in the upcoming U.S. election.
This data can be used by foreign actors to attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
A senior government official familiar with the new intelligence telling ABC News that Iran and Russia were able to target and exploit state and local election databases to obtain voter contact information, including names and addresses.
We are not going to tolerate foreign interference in our elections or any criminal activity that threatens the sanctity of your vote or undermines public confidence in the outcome of the election.
ABC News has learned some of the new intelligence centers around a series of emails sent to an unknown number of voters in Florida that claim to be from the Proud Boys, but whose sources say are actually from Iran. An example obtained by ABC News reads, "We are in possession of all your information. You are currently registered as a Democrat. You will vote for Trump on Election Day, or we will come after you." One alleged recipient of the email fearing for her safety.
When you first read that somebody has your address and that they would like to come after you, my first thought was like, oh my God, am I safe?
Some of the Proud Boys, an ultra-right wing organization which critics have described as racist, have embraced Trump's re-election.
Trump 2020!
A number of intelligence officials believe that framing the Proud Boys for voter intimidation would reflect poorly on President Trump. Some Democrats disagree.
I did not get the impression it was aimed at any political figure, and I'm surprised that DNI Radcliffe said that at this press conference. It was rather done to undermine confidence in our elections.
Some critics of Radcliffe point to his omission of a specific threat against Democratic voters as playing politics. And authorities are deeply concerned with what the Russians might be planning to do with the stolen voter information, given their success in the 2016 election.
We'll have a chance to talk with crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett about this topic and ask him some more questions coming up at 5:45, because when I saw those emails, they were just terrifying. Can you imagine getting one of those emails, Tim?
Yeah, I don't think I'd react to it.
Oh.
I seriously don't think I would.
You just blow it off entirely and just
absolutely.
Think this is just, yeah.
Yeah. It made me stop and think, has there ever been an email, and but heaven knows we all get so many emails during election time. My box is full. Mm-hmm. I don't even read them. I see what the subject matter is, and I put them in a spam box or I trash them immediately. And then we're bombarded with commercials that are meant to scare the bejeebers out. I've never been motivated by any of that. Maybe I'm an oddball. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. You just should just not even blink. I'm sure you're right, Tim. Yeah. And that's the way to respond.
It'll be interesting to see what Brad's take is on it in the next half hour. And as you said, we'll have a few more minutes to kind of flush out what's going on here because it is a little confusing. Mm-hmm. We'll look forward to the conversation coming up. And that is the In-Depth for you at 15 and 45.
519, let's get another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with a crash blocking the left lane and the HOV lane, southbound 15, as you go between the exits in Bountiful, West Bountiful, 400 North to 500 South. Looks like they might be getting ready to open up the far left lane of the freeway. I see a few more emergency vehicles. It looks like maybe getting ready to depart. Nevertheless, that is still closed. And we also have a lane closed southbound Highway 89 near Antelope Drive in Layton. You can get by that by going to the left. And hey, a little bit of good news this morning. SR-92 has completely reopened in Provo Canyon between the 189 road and Sundance. It is open again in both directions after having been closed for several days because of the fire. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. No change in that 7-day forecast. The cooler air arrives today.
Cold front for today brings temperatures down by 20 degrees. Expect a high of 53 after highs in the mid-70s yesterday. That'll feel quite different. And then for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 34. For your Friday, more sunshine and pretty mild in the afternoon, but still cooler, a high of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 47 degrees. I have to share this with you because I follow KSL News Radio on Instagram. And you should follow KSL News Radio on Instagram if you don't, because they post interesting things and news-related things and interesting polls sometimes, too, which I love to take polls. But this is one about the debate tonight. And this is the question that was asked, and I'm so curious about the response. The question was, are you more or less likely to watch or listen to the debate now that the microphones can be muted?
Hmm.
And here's what people said. Of the people who responded, 117 people said they are more likely to watch or listen now that the microphones can be muted, as opposed to only 37 who said they are less likely. And the most people, 120, said it has no effect.
Yeah.
No effect whatsoever on that. Now, here's the other question, Tim.
We should say the mic's going to be muted for all of 2 minutes.
Yeah, not the whole thing.
Then they're going to get the opportunity to have their back and forth for whatever it is, 10 minutes or something, 5 or 10 minutes.
Right. Now, where is the other? Oh, okay. Here's the other question. Is there anything a candidate can say that would change your vote? Because you wonder, when people watch this, they've already made up their mind in large measure.
Yeah.
The answer to that, is there anything that candidate could change that say that would change your vote? The answer, no, is 84%.
Yeah, not a
but 16% said yes.
Well, Boyd Matheson told us the other day when we had him in studio, he still thinks there's 5 to 8% of the population or the voter base out there that is still trying to figure this out. And they may have some notions where they say, maybe this exchange will solidify that feeling for me or something.
Yeah.
It's not many, but there is some. And in a close race, it could make a big difference.
Go check out KSL News Radio on Instagram. Follow them there and take part in our poll.
And, of course, we'll have that debate coming up for you later tonight here on KSL. It is 5:23. We'll get another look at how the markets are doing. They have not liked this uncertainty around a stimulus deal. Will it happen? Will it not? Will it be before Election Day? Will it not? I think that's what's going on with the futures. We'll check it next.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest.
Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
The holiday season's here, and shoppers are buying online more than ever before. Are you an e-commerce seller struggling to keep up? Get your ship together with ShipStation, the fastest, easiest way to ship. Just a few clicks and you're managing orders, printing labels, and getting products out fast. That means happier holidays for you and your customers. ShipStation works with all major e-commerce platforms and shopping carts and gives you the best rates available with all major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS. You can easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. You even get exclusive postage discounts, usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. So, no matter how many orders you need to fill, you'll always get the best deal. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice for online sellers. Meet the demands of this massive online shopping season with ShipStation.com. Try it today free for 60 days with offer code SKY. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in SKY. ShipStation. Make ship happen.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A Federal Reserve survey of businesses around the country found the U.S. economy grew at a slight to modest pace in September and early October. Housing demand showed solid gains, but conditions in commercial real estate continue to deteriorate.
Bed Bath & Beyond is recalling their Salt Lounge chairs because a locking mechanism on them can fail, causing the chairs to collapse. About 10,000 of them were sold nationwide between April and August 2020 this year.
KSL Drives, Elon Musk says Tesla's full self-driving mode is being beta tested starting this week. You'll love this story, Tim, I know. He also says the system could be available for wide release by the end of the year.
No, I hate self-driving. I'm not going to get in a car with nobody behind the wheel. I'm sorry. And just trust Elon Musk wherever he may be sleeping at the time. There was good news for Tesla, though, and I saw their stock was up this morning because they've had five straight months of gains, five straight months of profits when a lot of companies are struggling. The Dow this hour is down about 51 points. The S&P is down but only 7. The NASDAQ down 22, so it looks like one of those days when we'll have some narrow trading and maybe even a little bit in the negative direction.
We'll check your traffic and weather in just a moment, but I saw this and wanted to just share it briefly. I know we're all getting our flu shots right now, and I read this morning in the Deseret News that if you get a good night's sleep before you get your flu shot will be more effective.
Really?
Who knew that they've done studies, and this sleep specialist named Matthew Walker, who's here in the Deseret News and appeared on CNN, they've done studies that good sleep not only helps you get over the flu, but if you get it, it helps the vaccine be more effective. And they're now asking, would good sleep before a COVID vaccine help a COVID vaccine be more effective? Hmm. Sleep, it's the magic elixir.
That's interesting. But if you have a phobia of needles, you're tossing and turning all night long.
That's a problem.
It is 527. We'll get a look at traffic and weather coming up next.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
In case the warm weather lulled you into a false sense of security, it's going to get cold.
That storm will bring valley rain, mountain snow,
and a big time cold.
Keep up with the changing forecast, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This week's movie show is sponsored by Minky Couture. KSL will be at Minky Couture tomorrow from 9 to noon, 2274 South, 1300 East in Trigger House. Visit minkycouture.com.
It is 529 and time again to see how we're getting this Thursday started. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Boy, there are a lot of cars on I-15 southbound. Where is that?
So that's in Bountiful. They turned the camera, Tim. So the Highway Patrol did a temporary slowdown where the patrolman kind of weaves back and forth and keeps the traffic behind him so that they could move some of the stuff out of the way in the investigation or so that they could get an extra UDOT truck set up. Right now, it looks like they've still got the left lane blocked southbound 15 right after the 400 North West Bountiful exit. But it's clear by the time you reach 500 South's exit. Still have the crash southbound on Highway 89. In Layton near Antelope Drive, and just a heads up, SR-92 has reopened from the firefighting efforts in Provo Canyon. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has been proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and it's cooling off today. Let's check the forecast right now with Kristen.
Partly cloudy today and temperatures much, much cooler. Expect a high of only 53 after highs in the mid-70s yesterday. That'll feel quite different. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 34. For your Friday, mostly sunny and 57.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 47 degrees.
Northbound 15 backed up in Lehigh due to construction. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour the same way we started the morning, with breaking news in Murray, where a woman was critically hurt in what police are calling a case of domestic violence.
It happened at a motel early this morning. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest.
Murray police were called to the Studio 6 Motel at 975 East, 6600 South, just before 3 o'clock this morning. They found a woman there who'd been burned over about 80% of her body. Sergeant Alicia Richmond says this was an intentional assault.
She was lit on fire, whether it was with gasoline or what, but it appears that it was an intentional assault where she was lit on fire.
The victim was taken to the University of Utah Hospital Burn Center. They haven't yet located the suspect in the case. Police had some dealings with him yesterday, but they haven't said what that was about. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Former classmates of a murdered University of Utah student-athlete are hoping to get the Salt Lake County District Attorney to change his mind and prosecute a police officer assigned to her case.
We are disgusted and truly disappointed by his decision to not file charges against Miguel Deras.
Officer Deras was assigned to investigate when Lauren McCluskey accused her ex-boyfriend of stalking her and blackmailing her with explicit pictures. A Department of Public Safety report claims Officer Deras then showed those pictures to three other officers. The DA says there's just not a state law that can be used to charge the officer.
Police forum happened to be on the topics at last night's debate in the Utah Attorney General's race. Democrat Greg Skordas wants more transparency.
When we investigate police officers in these officer-involved shootings, which I respond to and which I have responded to for 20 years, we need to make sure that the public knows what's going on. We need to set a timeline when body cams will be released.
While Republican Attorney General Sean Reyes doesn't think it has to be one thing or the other.
I don't support defunding the police because I don't think it's a binary choice between having to have what many who want in the community, more community boards, more programs. I think you can have them both.
The pair also sparred over Utah's involvement in a lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act.
The second and final presidential debate will be held tonight.
ABC's Marcy Gonzalez has more from Nashville, Tennessee.
The debate commission announcing, in an effort to limit the interruptions that dominated the first debate, this time microphones will be silenced some of the time when it's not the candidate's turn to answer questions. President Trump criticizing the debate rules, the moderator, and the topics that will be covered.
And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased.
Marcy Gonzalez, ABC News, Nashville.
Check out Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7 for the latest. And then we'll have live coverage of the presidential debate beginning at 7 on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
Senate Democrats are set to boycott voting on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. But there is little they can do to stop Republicans from confirming Barrett before Election Day. The Judiciary Committee, controlled by Republicans, is expected to change the rules, if necessary, to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. The committee will meet beginning at 7 o'clock this morning, Mountain Time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new guidance on its definition of close contact. The CDC now warning that people who spend 15 minutes total within 6 feet of an infected person over the course of 24 hours should consider quarantining.
The total amount of time he spent with each of them separately added up to just over 15 minutes, but not all at one time.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado tells us the new guidance comes from a look into how a prison guard contracted the virus from inmates after only spending short periods of time with them.
The father of a California seventh grader is upset he got a letter that his son could be arrested for missing some 30-minute Zoom classes last month. We're talking seventh grade here. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more.
A seventh grader is at risk of being arrested for missing remote classes.
This is our fourth child in this school, and out of the blue we get a letter.
Merrick Mastrov's dad explained that when his son missed 3 30-minute Zoom classes one day last month, the Northern California Middle School made the threat.
Are you going to come arrest my son at my home or try and fine me for not getting him to his Zoom class on time, perfect, every day?
A school administrator sent a letter that listed the 3 periods Merrick missed and explained when a student is absent without a valid excuse, the student is considered truant, according to California law. The pupil may be subject to arrest.
Coming up on KSL, tiny houses could soon be built in the heart of Salt Lake City.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
We still got a left lane blocked and the HOV lane blocked, southbound I-15. In fact, now they've got cones out in Bountiful, so this is going to be there for even longer than it looked. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Just 11 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.375%, then call Associated Mortgage right now. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.625% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Fall is in the air. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, pellet fireplaces, and stoves. Visit one of their 6 locations or online at alpinefireplaces.com.
Getting a little more information on that auto pedestrian situation on I-15 in West Bountiful. It was a UDOT worker who was clipped this morning in an auto pedestrian southbound I-15 near 400s north in Bountiful. He was taken to the hospital for injuries, but clipped certainly sounds better than an actual collision. We'll see what we can find out and keep an eye on the slowdowns because of it this morning.
The Salt Lake City Council is considering allowing row houses and tiny homes in some neighborhoods to help affordable housing, but it's getting a lot of concern. KSNU's Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the proposal would put a lot more homes on the same lots, even in people's backyards around Liberty Park, Trolley Square, and Forestdale. They say Salt Lake City is in a housing crisis, so the Salt Lake City Council says this would open up more places for people to live cheaper. But others say actually that's not what will happen. They believe landlords will just tear down the single-family homes, build lots of tiny little homes with higher rents on the same spot. So the City Council has postponed their vote on this till next month. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The World Series is all tied up. The Tampa Bay Rays took Game 2 last night thanks to Brandon Lau. He hit two home runs after entering the game in a 6-for-56 slump.
Into that dugout after hitting that home run. I mean, everybody's happy. Everyone's jumping up and down. You know, it's not an individual thing out there. It's everyone with the team and, you know, whatever helps the team win.
Game 3 set for tomorrow night. All games being played at Globe Life Field there in Arlington, Texas.
5:39 now. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Man, we've got some backups in Utah County on northbound I-15. You're still down to a single lane in the barrels, and traffic backs up around Main Street Lehigh. Slowing goes all the way up to just before 2100 North. So prepare yourself for that extra travel time this morning until they can get the lanes reopened from overnight road work. And we've got a couple of lanes restricted southbound I-15 in West Bountiful. The HOV in the far left lane coned off as troopers investigate that auto pedestrian crash that happened on the freeway overnight. And right now, a minor delay, but you got to move out of the left lanes as you come from Centerville to Bountiful heading towards Salt Lake City. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The cool air starts moving in today, like 20 degrees cooler than it was yesterday, according to Kristen.
Expect some big changes today. Temperatures dropping by 20 degrees, partly cloudy skies and a high of 53. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 34. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies and still a little bit cool. Expect a high of 57 and then more changes this weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 47 degrees.
We learned yesterday a story of voter intimidation that used email. We're going to talk about this with Brad Garrett, our crime and terrorism expert, just ahead on KSL News Radio.
That's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here to get your Thursday morning started on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Myth: healthy people don't need a flu shot.
Truth, a flu shot greatly reduces the chance of severe illness from the flu. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Clean Cuts Trees, number one tree trimming, treating, or removal in Kaysville, Layton, Davis, and Weber County. Professional arborists, affordable prices for all your trimming, removal, or emergency services. Visit cleancutstrees.com.
One of our testers says, hey, enough of this national politics stuff. How do we get our free taco from Taco Bell today? Were there a stolen was any stolen bases last night?
I don't know.
I didn't get a chance to see the whole game. Anyway, if there was, you just go to Taco Bell, get your taco. But it's
I think you have to be a member of some club, though, don't you?
Well, to get it, I don't
like the taco.
I thought there was an advantage to that, but I don't think that was the only way to get it. We'll look it up. But thanks for reaching out and being part of the conversation this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Highway Patrol says a construction worker was clipped in an auto pedestrian crash early this morning along I-15 in Davis County. The driver did stop and is cooperating.
Second, Murray police say a woman was severely burned in a domestic attack at a motel early this morning near 66 South and 9th East. She's at the U of U Burn Center in critical condition.
Third, let's see what the roads look like. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Traffic backed up northbound American Fork into Lehigh as lane restrictions remain on I-15 for overnight road work. We've got two lanes blocked southbound I-15 going through Bountiful because of an auto pedestrian crash on the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big weather changes today. Partly cloudy with temperatures 20 degrees cooler. Your forecast coming up.
47 degrees. And by the way, you can get a free taco if there was a home, if there was a... Hold on just a sec.
We aim to serve here.
I want to make sure. If there was a, if either team steals a base and you register with Taco Bell.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that food story throughout the morning. But in the meantime, let's go in depth here. Does voter intimidation and fear play a role in who cast a ballot in presidential elections?
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, I got that, you know, news alert yesterday about Iran and Russia having something to do with these emails that some Americans received. What do we know about that?
So a number of people, it's a small number. I think it would be in the hundreds, Florida, Alaska. I think there's a couple of other states. Anyway, they get an email that looks like it comes from the Proud Boys, the far right group that, the three of us have talked about. It didn't come from them. Their site got compromised, and whoever did this just used that as a front. So what they did was they sent emails to people that were registered as Democrats and said, basically, you know, we know who you are. We know where you live. We have all this info on you. You need to change your registration to Republican, vote for President Trump, or we'll come after you. I mean, it was very explicit of like, and it did. It scared a number of people. So, you know, the question is, if Iran and Russia is accurate as to the ones who sent this, you know, what was the motive? You can look at this a lot of different ways. Clearly, to get people to vote for President Trump, maybe, or just to intimidate us and further show that the system can't be trusted, that it can even be compromised, and the bad guys can figure out who you are.
Well, that's the best explanation that I've heard on it so far, Brad, and I appreciate that, because on the surface, I kept wondering, why would Iran want to deal more with President Trump in the next election or in the next 4 years when he's a president that canceled the Iran nuclear deal and put all these sanctions on? Clearly, it sounds like they wanted the Proud Boys to be blamed and for it to backfire on that side.
Right, right. I mean, if you had, Tim, to pick between the two, it makes logically, I suppose, more sense for Russia to do this than Iran. But keep in mind, you know, Iran is, for a lot of reasons, really mad at us. And I think are going to do anything they can and have in other arenas that we just don't, that aren't talked about publicly, as far as stealing stuff, as far as, you know, sowing discord in other sectors. It's an interesting combination if, in fact, that's true.
I think some people will hear this and just think, someone's meddling with the election, with voter rolls, and that will scare them in general.
I think that's an excellent point. That the idea that Amanda, we could go figure out how you're registered. Now, that's not difficult to do. I think there's even public information that will show at least how you're registered. It won't say anything about you. There are commercial databases that you have to pay for that have enhanced those, that provide more information. Now, you can think about that if you're a politician running for office or you're involved in the political apparatus in any form or fashion to know more about people you're sending stuff to would make sense. But, you know, the other side of that coin is that obviously bad guys can also get the same information.
Here's my fear going forward. The internet's not going away, and the holes that exist are always going to be there, I would think. With that in mind, this has become, or could become now, the regular answer every 2 or 4 years as to why an election doesn't go the way one side or the other thinks. We just blame, you know, influence somewhere. Is that just going to be part of our political future?
Probably. But, Tim, keep one thing in mind, that the federal intelligence and law enforcement apparatus, you know, CIA, NSA, FBI, etc., they are really working a lot closer together than they did in 2016, as far as election stuff is concerned. To the point, besides sharing information with each other, is that they're also sharing information with election officials when they come up with something that, let's say, talks about compromising a system in Utah. And so to help them maybe sort of counter that from a cyber standpoint, et cetera. They're also telling social media certain things to get the word out as to what they have found. And also keep in mind that DHS, I think, has aggressively worked with election officials to enhance their cybersecurity around the country. So none of it's perfect. It's just sort of by the nature of its decentralization, you know, almost impossible to ever make perfect. But I think it's a lot better than it was 4 years ago.
Hmm. Thank you, as always, Brad, for your expertise. Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another peek at how the day's getting started on the roads out there, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, the biggest delay on the freeway is northbound I-15 going American Fork into Lehigh. They've got you down to a single lane right out Lehigh Main Street. They're getting the process of getting the lanes reopened for the normal travel, but that's where the backups are right now in Utah County. None in the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. In Davis County, a little bit of a southbound delay as you move out of the left and HOV lanes going through Bountiful as crews investigate an auto pedestrian accident from earlier this morning. So far, no backups, but that could be an issue as volumes increase on I-15. When it comes to your company's employee benefits plan, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about that 7-day forecast with Kristen, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thanks, guys. Big changes ahead. Your 7-day forecast looking quite a bit cooler today, 53, and then down to 34 tonight. For tomorrow, 57 degrees, down into the upper 30s Friday night. Another cold front this weekend brings clouds on Saturday and a chance for showers late Saturday night into Sunday. By Sunday, a high of 40 and then down into the mid-20s Sunday night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Let me see what the temperature is right now, 47 degrees.
KSL News Time, 5:52.
I set up a couple of new savings goals with UCCU because they have a wonderful new online and mobile banking program that is called Savings Goals, UCCU Savings Goals. So, you know, you want to save for something. Oh, I want to get a down payment for a car, or I want to get, you know, save for my vacation, but you never do because you get your paycheck and you save your paycheck. Well, they have this new program at UCCU where you just tell it, I want to save $5,000 for a down payment for a car, and I want to have it by next April. And it will automatically take the amount of money you need every month out of your checking account, so that by next April, you'll have $5,000 saved.
Yeah. The first step in getting over a problem in our lives or a hurdle is to admit we have a problem.
Yes, right.
And I think most of us probably should admit that it's tough for us to save money.
As much as
we want to make that trip, as much as we want to buy that car, it's tough for us to save
money. Unless you don't see it.
Yeah. And this is the perfect way to do it. UCCU has always been so innovative with all of their online tools, and this is the latest one that really got our attention. So if you have a goal to make, you can have that money transferred directly from your checking account to that savings account, which is basically what it is, and have it spread out over a certain number of months so that it's out of sight, out of mind, and you actually achieve the goals you have set for the coming year.
And you always have access to it, of course, if you need it for any purpose, but this is for you. You pay yourself first for what you really need.
To learn more, call or text UCCU. Just visit UCCU.com, or of course you can stop by any branch.
UCCU. Love where you bank.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
And I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the rescue mission services. The other 13%, hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like, I have that hope now.
Thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, and meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long, as well as food boxes for families in need. The rescue mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at RescueSaltLake.org.
Hi, I'm Thurl Bailey, and I have a new podcast called Thurl Talk. It's about the things I've learned during my journey playing professional basketball.
Grandpa Bailey reverts it for the scoop and score it. What a reach back shot by Bailey.
It's the lessons I've learned for myself and from the people I've met along the way. Subscribe for free on the KSL News Radio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope you'll listen to Thurl Talk.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A major retailer says it's getting close to coming out of bankruptcy. ABC's Daria Olminger explains.
JCPenney says a new ownership agreement may allow the company to emerge from bankruptcy protection in time for the holiday shopping season. The century-old retailer has filed a draft of the deal with Brookfield Asset Management and the Simon Property Group, two of the nation's biggest mall owners. The combination of cash and new term loan debt may also save thousands of jobs. Details of the agreement first appeared in bankruptcy court last month. Daria Olbinger, ABC News.
Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures down 41. That's a tenth of a percent. S&P futures down 5.7. NASDAQ futures down 11.7.
Cougs are home, and you know what? They'll actually have fans in the stands. Let's get some Cougar tracks here with Mitch Harper.
BYU is a four-touchdown favorite heading into their game against Texas State this Saturday. Texas State head coach Jake Spavital, a mentor and former OC when Johnny Manziel won the Heisman at Texas A&M, knows quite a bit about high-level quarterback play, and he can't help but be impressed with BYU's Zach Wilson.
Their offense is very explosive, as you see. Their quarterback, Zach Wilson, is going to be in the Heisman conversations. He's fun to watch. You know, I'm a big fan of quarterback play, and he's one of the more elite guys out there. I think he's comparable to the Trevor Lawrences and the Justin Fields. You know, like he's getting into that category by the numbers that he's putting up.
Saturday will mark the first time BYU and Texas State have ever played on the gridiron. With a win, BYU would move to 6-0 for the first time since 2008. For more on the national buzz surrounding Zach Wilson and BYU football, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper. On your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Is your teen often worried, getting stuck in their head, been bullied or rejected, or has experienced depression? There's an exciting new clinical trial at the University of Utah testing a new focused therapy treatment to prevent depression relapse and help teenagers stay healthy. This treatment does not involve medication or a need to change any treatment that your teen is currently receiving in order to be part of this research. This study is for teens between the ages of 14 and 17 who have a history of feeling sad or irritable. Participation in this study would involve a brain scan using fMRI technology. Your teen will get to keep images from the scans and a 3D model of their brain. The study also involves meeting with a clinician and a possibility of 10 free weekly treatment sessions using techniques to reduce worry and overthinking with an experienced clinician. Parents and adolescents will be compensated for their participation. If you're interested, please call 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
The final presidential debate is Thursday at 7.
We've got the most energy in the history of politics.
As my coach used to say in college, it's go time.
Special coverage on Utah's morning news and throughout the day. Listen 3, 4, 5 times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
5:59, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic right now on I-15 starting to clear up in Utah County. It looks like they've got most of the lanes open, if not all of them, in a Lehigh American Fork, and that slowdown clearing up quickly. Still have the left two lanes blocked, the HOV in the far left lane on I-15 going between the 400 North and 500 South exits in Bountiful while crews investigate the freeway autoped crash from earlier this morning. But no other delays along I-15. Between Ogden and downtown. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
53 degrees for a high today. We actually warm a little bit to Saturday when we'll top out at 60, but boy, then the bottom drops out and the high next week of any day will be 53 degrees with some cold, cold temperatures at night.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.